The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You would have seen at this stage, I'm sure, particularly if you are a Dubliner, that homeowners in the capital face higher local property tax bills under a new power sharing agreement expected to be ratified by Dublin City councillors today. Hazel Chew is a Green Party councillor, former Lord Mayor, of course, as well. And Dahi Doolan is a Sinn Féin councillor. You're both very, very welcome. Hazel, what is the purpose in increasing the property tax in Dublin?
First thing first, Ciarán, everyone keeps on saying increasing property tax and all the headlines seem to focus on that. Let's talk about what it is. This is when we vote on the budget in October, and this is something we're not looking to implement until next October, is that when we vote on the budget every year when it comes to local property tax, it's voting on allowing a tax cut of reducing it by minus 15%. So when we say we're increasing it, it means that we're bringing it back to the baseline, because currently it's minus 15% and has been every year, year in, year out in the council. And what it does is that gives a tax cut to people when it comes to the local property tax. And most people think, oh, tax cut, that's great. But for the likes of most of us, you, me, Dahi there, what it works out as, the tax cut is about €6 or so for anything under 450 grand a house. And that works out at about €6 a month, €5 a month, right? But what it means is you're actually giving a tax cut to the richest and the millionaires. So Dermot Desmond's house, for example, that was valued at €14 million in 2013, you're actually giving him a €5 grand tax cut. That's what we've been voting on year. So instead of actually recouping that money from those who can pay it most, we've been actually giving them a tax cut while our services in the city are left in disarray.
What will you do with the money that you will recoup from this tax restoration then?
So we want to ring fence it for housing maintenance and for also cleaning, because last year we had a big debate in the city about how dirty the streets are, about how everything was filthy and feeling unsafe. And that's what we won't need to start changing in the city. We need to hire more cleaning staff. Now, the executive has said they will do that, but there's not enough in the pot. And Dahi will be able to tell you that too, that there's not enough in the pot. And we need more funding for it. Central government needs to give us more funding, but we also need to find funding as well. And we can't keep on giving tax cuts to those who can afford to pay it. We're not talking about that when I'm sure others will argue, and Dahi will argue, that we're taxing the poor here. No, we are not, because there are income thresholds that come in that unless you meet them, you don't have to pay local property tax. Also, when you're in a council home, you don't pay property tax. When you're in a rental property, you don't pay property tax. So this is, again, giving a tax cut to the richest of the rich, and we need to stop doing that.
Well, let me bring in Dahi Doolan then, the Sinn Féin councillor. Dahi, you're welcome to the show. Do you think that the property tax should remain at the level it has been at in recent years, or restored to a higher level?
Well, let's dispel some myths. First of all, it's not tax. It's not based on your income. Taxation is always based on your ability to pay an income, and is policy proofed. And if you're on very, very low income or social welfare, you're exempt. We attempted to put those very amendments into the bill when it was being introduced in Leinster House, and the government chose to vote against every single one of those amendments. So it's not poverty proofed. It's not, if you're on the social welfare, if you're on illness benefit or disability, you still have to pay it. The other thing is, it's not a tax. It's a cost on people's homes. We're not talking about the second, third or fourth homes or holiday homes. We're talking about the family home. So it's a cost on the family home. And people living in Dublin are being overburdened because we live in an overinflated property market here in Dublin. And even if we did increase or bring it back to base level, there's absolutely no guarantee whatsoever that the government would allow us keep that funding separate. Because when they did get rid of the equalisation, sorry, this is an important point, when we did get rid of the equalisation, or the government got rid of the equalisation clause, the money, the extra 12 million, didn't stay in Dublin. It was simply taken out of a block grant. So what we need to ensure is that we have a sustainable model for funding local authorities, rather than limping from crisis to crisis, from local property tax cut to local property tax cut. And we're very clear in Sinn Féin, absolutely crystal clear. We're against the local property tax. We will abolish it from central government. And until that day comes, we will cut by the maximum of 15% every year. So what we're saying to the government is, fund local authorities properly, adequately, sustainably. Don't simply burden us with a cost on people's homes. We've entered into a progressive alliance with other left-wing parties, and unfortunately the Greens and Labour have chosen to prop up Fianna Fáil
and Fine Gael. It's not a tax because it's not based on income. Is that what
Sinn Féin,
a fair tax system under Sinn Féin, introduce a tax on individual net wealth in excess of €1 million, excluding working farmland and business assets.
That's a tax.
That's not based on income. That's a charge. Let me finish my sentence, Dahi. I have not got to my question yet. My question is this: how is the local property tax not a tax if it's not based on income, when Sinn Féin's own tax policy describes a charge based on wealth of over €1 million as a tax?
Because it's very simply put, it's a wealth tax in line with many other countries in Europe.
No, I know what that is, but why is that a tax? But a property tax is not a tax.
I can't answer the question if you keep cutting across me.
Well, I'd like you to actually answer the question.
I am answering the question.
No, you're answering a different question. You're answering what is a wealth tax. That's not the question.
The tax is on wealth over €1 million. It's a wealth tax in line with the rest of Europe to increase the coffers of the state on wealth over €1 million. What we have here is a burden of cost on the family home. And the family home in Dublin, there's very few family homes over €1 million, with all due respect. We're saying if you're a total wealth above €1 million, you will receive a small tax on that if Sinn Féin gets the government. But the primary argument here is that we will get rid of the local property tax, and we're committed to reducing it by 15%. And we've done it since its introduction a number of years ago, and we're committed to doing that. But we're saying that the government needs adequately fund the local authorities. Let's explore other options, other avenues which we've proposed, including a hotel tax, in order to that money can stay in Dublin, because the local property tax, the money doesn't stay in Dublin. There's no commitment from the government to allowing us to keep the added burden anyway. Even if they do raise more money from the local property tax, there's no evidence that the government will allow us to keep us that funding for anything.
But what do you say, Dahi, to somebody who might agree in principle with everything that you're saying, but they fear that your approach might just impoverish the council, because they'll say, listen, absolutely, I would like central government to be funding local authorities properly, but it's not an either or here. And if we just keep the local property tax lower, we're just going to be out of money. We're not going to get it from central government.
No, we're not going to be out of money, because the reality is, when we did get rid of the equalisation programme and there was extra funding available, the government, all they simply did was cut back in our block grant. So there's no gain for Dublin in this. And even when Seamus McGrath, my colleague, chairs the finance committee, he's delivered a budget on time, within the restrictions, of over €1 billion every year, and we've managed to expand services, not cut back on them. We employed an extra 100 general operatives last year, despite the not receiving any extra funding from the central government. So we're able to do it. What we want to say is, openly and honestly, even an increase in local property tax doesn't deliver extra funding for Dublin. All it will do is allow the government to reduce our block grant from central government. And that's not sustainable. That's not right. Yeah. It's not just. As the people of Dublin pay the cost.
Hazel, is that a reality here, or a possible reality that you should acknowledge, that the central government might turn around and say, oh great, you're increasing the property tax, we don't need to give you as much money?
No, that could be a reality, but that's a possibility. But the possibility isn't high on the basis that what we need to do is push central government at the moment to give more funding. Dahi's absolutely correct in saying that we need to push for more funding from central government, but we also need to find it in other ways as well. And this is one of the other ways that we ring fence it. Part of what we're suggesting is ring fencing this amount, that it doesn't just go back to central government, nor does it go back into a pot, that we ring fence it for housing maintenance and also for street maintenance and for the overall repairs and cleanliness of Dublin. And to Dahi's point about hiring more staff there, yes, that has to come out from somewhere. Yes, we hired more last year, but we need to continue to hire more. We've constantly been told that there needs to be an upkeep in cleanliness. People have been telling us left, right and centre that the streets need to be more clean. Just so Dahi knows also, like, he keeps on saying increasing tax there. But what what is the reality here is every year we're providing a tax cut to people. And I'm all for tax cuts that will benefit the most marginalised in our society and perhaps will benefit them. It doesn't. This does not benefit those that need it. This benefits the richest in our society, and it benefits actually...
What do you say to Doughy's point? What do you say to Doughy's point that your party and the Labour Party have betrayed the left?
Well, Doughy knows that we've all been talking, and we all talked about trying to get into an alliance. And one of the things about the council is, as much as Doughy or anyone else, and to be fair on Doughy, myself, him and others have worked really well together on different issues, is that once you're in the council, it's not like national government. You're not like, you're not, it's not a left, right, wherever you are. It's people working together. And what we're saying from today's agreement, what we're suggesting is that we finally look at local property tax and ask ourselves why we're providing multimillionaires a tax cut. We look at hotel bed tax, which Doughy mentioned, which we have in this document as well. We look at the overall state of our parks, our roads and everything else, and we work together on it. It doesn't have to be split into left, right, which party. It has to focus on what can work. And these are elements of an agreement that can work. And if Sinn Féin and Social Democrats and whoever other parties agree with them, please come and actually work with us on them. Like, because a council shouldn't be divided. It's all about working for the people of Dublin.
Hazel Chu, Green Party councillor, former Lord Mayor of Dublin. Doughy Doolan is a Sinn Féin councillor as well for the Ballyfermot, Drimna area. Thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.